All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Deepak Varshney. He is the CEO of Usha Resources. And Deepak, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, Steve. Good to be back.
Yeah, big news out from the company about an acquisition as you enter the hard rock lithium space. So it's called White Willow. And before we get into talk about that particular project, why moving into hard rock now?
You know, so for us, it's always been, let's go find good projects, figure out the rest later, right? And so the reason we are in hard rock now versus before is because Jackpot came along last year and, you know, that's what we're pursuing, right? Now it makes a lot of sense to add to our portfolio because especially with the decision to move into Australia, they really value hard rock assets. You know, hard rock assets are fetching a better multiple on the market than Brine. I mean, I'm a big Brine guy. Jackpot, we just paid the last payment on Jackpot. It's 100% owned by Usha now. You know, we've tripled the land package, but it just made sense to round out our portfolio. And honestly, like when we acquired Jackpot, I felt that it was one of the, you know, five best undrilled grassroots projects in North America for lithium. And when we came across White Willow, it was the same thing, right? Honestly, if White Willow is a brine property, we would have picked up this property as a brine property because, you know, you just find a good project first and figure out the rest later.
Okay, so 712 unpatented mining claims. It's in Thunder Bay. Tell me a little bit about what you liked about this one specifically.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a huge land package with great access to infrastructure, right? There's a power line running through the property, the highway's right off the property, lots of logging roads. But what really attracted us to this project was that, you know, often when you're seeing nowadays, people are chasing after anomalous results somewhere. We may have a pegmatites are common, right? It's actually, you could have a pegmatite in your backyard for all, you know, it's they're everywhere, right? But what really made us jump on this is the fact that we've got two very highly evolved pegmatites that show this is the right system. It's a fertile system to have lithium, right? I think that, you know, everyone talks about these LCT pegmatites, lithium, cesium, tantalum. Right. And you're looking for anomalous, whatever indicator minerals, what we have here actually is a real tantalite showing. Right. So Greenbushes in Australia was a tantalite project for a long time. Now it's the world's biggest lithium mine. Seymour Lake, you know, here we've got coarse grain tantalite. The only other place in Ontario that has coarse grain tantalite is Seymour Lake. They've got over 10 million tons of 1% lithium, you know, and so for us, it was, instead of chasing after looking at an area play, looking for different assets that may or may not have something, here we know we actually have a fertile LCT system. The question is not, is there going to be lithium here? The question is it still there? Where? Right? And that puts us way ahead of everybody else when you're looking at these projects. That's why I call it an advanced grassroots project. And there are over 75 mapped pegmatites on this property. You know, pegmatites are common, but the fact is, this is a fertile LCT system. So knowing that we already have a very evolved system, that means that the chances are some of these other pegmatites are also going to be very fertile. And so really, it's the best place in my mind you could start, you know, the hard rock journey. Okay.
Are you looking at getting on that property this year?
We are. We're already starting to consult with the First Nations. We are on our way to doing the classic, you know, get prospecting boots on the ground. Right. I want to drill that property this year, right? You know, one of the things with this project is that it's a multi-year option. It's not one of these deals, again, where you've got, you know, whatever number of shares up front. This is a multi-year option. And so my goal is to get out there this year, work the project, and really have a good feel for whether or not we want to continue on year two and year three, right? And so part of that's going to be trying to drill this year if we can.
Okay. And just why have you here, Deepak? I just wanted to ask you quickly about the spin out that you're doing. That's still on track?
100%. It's going to be scheduled for April 12th. So less than 2 weeks away. You know, I'm happy that's going to be something that will be able to do our shareholders, 20% dividend, you know. So anybody who owns 10,000 shares, for example, has got 2,000 into formation. And so it's, you know, it's a good place to be in, right? We've got the drilling program going on at Jackpot Lake. That's been going well. We've got this new acquisition. It's the first of many acquisitions. And then we've got the spin out coming up. So lots of activity and new shit.
All right. We'll leave it there. Deepak, thanks very much. Good update.
Thank you. Take care.
Deepak Varshney, the CEO of Usha Resources.